How long have you been together now?
She's been with me
a few years now, bro.
5 years. She's
five years.
She is. I've been with her. I'm telling you, I've been with her two. She's been with me five. She's now engaged. She's now engaged, and I'm just now getting into having a girlfriend.
Right.
Okay. She considers herself engaged to you.
But I tell
her, even though officially you're not. And you're just and you're in the getting to know her stage.
But listen to this, like, though. This is very fair. This is very fair, I think, Opie. I tell her, listen, whatever you feel about me, right, just feel it. If you feel like you're engaged to me, I'm not going to make you feel dumb for being engaged. I'm not going to make you feel stupid for being feeling like you want to be married.
Does
to
she
me.
Buy her own ring and everything?
I bought her a ring. And I said, this ring is whatever you want it to be.
You can't commit. You're nuts. I can't sit here and take this anymore.
Are you married?
You're not willing.
Are you married?
Hold on. No, but you gave her an engagement ring.
No, I
but
gave her. I like you enough to give you a ring now, bitch.
What kind of ring is it?
Oh, it's a nice one.
Diamonds?
Yeah.
Looks like an engagement ring?
It's bad, motherfucker.
See, you can't commit.
And a matter of fact, I told her, wear it on your pointer finger. I said, wear it on the finger you point with. And she put it on her I'm married finger. But I'm not going to tell her. If she wants to say,
but why can't
this is my fiancé, I said, it's cool.
Wow, but you can't commit to the point to yourself to admit that. You gave her an engagement ring, but you, could,
I,
you
no,
can't
I
say,
I gave
look,
her... when I'm walking with my girl, this I like her flashing. I like my girl to have a. I like her to be with the Joneses. I like her to feel like she has a phone that she can pull out with other bitches, hands that are pretty like other bitches. It's an ego thing, even though it's for her. It's an ego thing too. I want her to look
but
nice.
But the engagement ring is pretty important to the women out there. You could have done the same thing by getting her some big, diamond earrings.
No,
or
but
something.
I like to see her hand flashy. I like for her. Like, say she's around some other bitch talking about what their life is like.
Patrice, admit it. Hold on. Admit it. I can't let you
go ahead, man.
You got engaged.
I'm not engaged.
I could see Patrice standing in front of, like, a minister
right.
in a tux with a bride right. next to him just going, I'm not getting married.
It's like,
I'm not getting married. I do. I'm not getting married.
He whispers to her, look, this is whatever you want it to
she
be.
She thinks
I'm
we're here getting married.
The food looks great.
She tells me to this day, she gets upset. She gets, see, this is what I'm saying. I'm sharing a lot of this shit. This is my personal life. She gets upset when, she asks me, why are we together? Because we're very open about our past relationships. And I gotta fucking be gangster. Because she popped a couple of guys I know. When you know.
You gotta be gangster.
Not personally, but just of, know of.
Yeah.
And I had to be like, I had to bite my face. Not just my lip. I had to bite my face. Like, I'm just sitting there going, motherfucker, who? And I had to fucking just deal with that. So, you know, I tell her, my shit was when we were together, like I call a karate class, you know, and when we were together, she was a friend, and I had full-fledged karate class. I had at least 5-6 students. She used to look out through the window and go, I want to join this class. She joined the class, but she was very low on the totem pole, you know, she was very low in terms of where she was, and she always asked, well, why are we together now? I go, you hung in there. You fucking hung in there. Women, I never leave women. They leave me. And I get women who, like, she goes, well, I was the stupid bitch that stayed there. I said, no, you were the girl that had the skills to be the other chick. Like, if you date a doctor and you treat her like a whore, eventually she's going to go, I got to get something out of being a whore. I am not a... You can't just fuck me in the mouth and just expect me... I'm a doctor or I'm a lawyer. I'm a teacher. I can't.
It's turning today. I mean, you've been everyone's hero for a really long time in a relationship.
Go ahead, man.
But Patrice is full of shit. And
go ahead.
Denial.
Wow.
You're engaged.
I'm not engaged. Just because I bought a ring, that's absolutely not...
You have a
not.
Tough time committing in general. I'm not even talking about relationships. Just in general in your
committing
life.
Committing to stuff?
Things.
No, absolutely not. Man.
All right.
I don't second guess myself. I get, put it this way. I, when I gave her the ring, I had to explain to her, this is not an engagement ring from me. This was a ring because I want to buy you something nice.
So why not get a ring that doesn't look like an engagement ring? It sounds like you got
and,
a ring
buy
that,
her what?
That anyone else would go, wow, that's an engagement ring.
Fucks yeah.
So there's other types of rings out there you could get that don't look like...
Let me give you an example, okay? Say Anthony's house. Do you not, and your woman's friends... Mm-hmm. The fact that you love your girl, right?
Yeah.
You don't you enjoy the fact that if your girl brought her friends over your house mm-hmm. and she feels it's her house and you don't mind her feeling like it's her house, yeah. even though it's your house, but you the pride that she walks around and goes, come on, ladies, that she goes, bam, this is the life I'm leading.
Right.
This is how this man's treating me. It makes you look good.
Yeah, that's no...
So I buy her very nice shit because it makes her look good, but it makes me look good for anybody that fucking questions her. If I like her to be able to walk around and go, my shit is up to par with any of you motherfuckers. I like that. It wasn't an engagement ring, even though she feels like she's saying, engaged to me.
It's whatever you want it to be.
Yes. You think I'm fucking joking?
That's like, I want to tell you
we
that
argue
we're engaged,
about it.
But I'm not brave enough to
say
it.
We argue about it. She goes, you make me feel like this and that because you make... Like, she got mad because I brought another chick a puppy.
Hold on. They're chomping at the bit here. It's Craig in Jersey. Craig, what's up?
Hey, Patrice. Okay, Andy, how you guys doing? Listen, Patrice, you're out your fucking mind. First of all, it's a diamond ring. It's a diamond ring that fits on her engagement finger. Tell that to the judge. Let's see what he says.
Well, look, and I can't help it that I didn't have it sized either. I can't help it that the ring I bought fit that fucking finger. That sounds like a bullshit.
Look, he's got another round.
I'm not
oh,
fucking...
Oh, damn. I thought it would only fit the thumb.
How many fingers? One bitch wears a finger. One bitch wears a ring on her middle finger. It's just... It's either you got two finger wear on your right hand or your left hand. I said, sweetie... Do what I told her I'll never make you feel stupid when you say how you feel.
When you gave her that choice, how fast did it go on the wedding ring finger?
It went on that finger.
Like not even a thought.
If you ask my girl what's going on, right? If you ask my girl what's going on, she knows I love her, right? But there's a title thing that women want. They can't help it. So we elevated to a certain level. And look it, I'm just now. I just became a man. I bought a house. I can't fucking, like, but I'm saying I can't share.
You bought a house
my
a while ago.
Fucking a year ago.
It's been a while.
I've been a roommate and living with my mama. I still call my mother sometimes to act like I'm seeing how she's doing, but I need that motherly, it's okay, you're not a loser, son. So I just, I'm not ready.
All right, listen, we got to let some of these people in. Bill in Maryland, what's up, Bill?
Patrice, you know, I've always been with you on most stuff in your relationships, mm-hmm. but, man, I really, really think you're so full of shit. I think, Patrice, you got down on one knee, and I think you're just in denial, man. Come on, you put it on a pointer finger, are you kidding me? Come on, man.
First of all, you guys are into symbols and shit like that, man.
That dumb symbol.
Oh, yeah, really.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever had a woman pressure you to get married?
Yes.
Okay, did you get married?
No, I did not.
All right, but you had her pressure you, right? You had her give you that quiet ultimatum. You had her say this is what she built to a place where you weren't at yet. What I'm saying is I don't want to crush her dreams that maybe that I might not get to that place, but I'm saying this ring is really what it represents the same thing the watch does. You have to eliminate your idea of what
watch.
This...
Are you kidding me?
It's not... But it's my... It would be my fault if I did not... Like, I don't lie. I did not, I told her, and she will fucking tell you this because she hates the fact that I said, sweetie, this ain't, wherever you put it, you can put it on the left, you can put it on, but it ain't what
All right,
you
listen.
Want it to be.
Where are you?
You're off the hook, man. You're off the hook.
I'm not amazing. Lying to you, dude.
A lot of people at this point are like, you gotta cancel Black Phillip. It's over.
Oh,
we had his
no.
run, but it's over.
No.
I tell you what,
scandal
you what.
Rocks the Black Phillip show.
Hey, you know what's funny? She's gonna be. She's actually off work. She's coming down Saturday.
Yeah.
Call anybody and ask her, man. It's not bullshit.
Hold on, all right.
But I do.
All right.
She's a little more.
Sure. Make sure she's on the air. Make sure she's
on the air. Dude. Don't
Tomorrow night is going to be a really good show with Patrice.
She's there.
On 202.
And she's not going to lie.
Where are you going for your... This is not a honeymoon, by the way. Have you guys decided?
We went to Brazil together.
But I mean, like, where are you going?
Let me tell you something.
Where she's going to be like, oh, this is...
For me? Mm-hmm. For me? This bitch got my keys to my house. She could come. This is what I'm saying. I'm not trying to be gangster. I'll tell you where I am. I'm far enough to give a chick keys to my house.
Mm-hmm.
And she walks in, comes in anytime she fucking feels like it. And I don't have no side pussy at my house. There's no woman that knows. A lot of women know what my roommate days were, what they can describe my crib. They can't describe my home. She has a key to my home. But that is a big fucking deal to me. That is like marriage to me. Like, here's the thing.
Patrice, that's being married.
I bought other girls puppies. She hates that. She hates the fact that I bought other girls. You brought another girl a ring? Yeah. But who gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying? It's just, look, enjoy the niceness of the fucking ring. I did not, will you marry? Fuck that. I gave her a key to my house. That's a big deal. Buying her a ring so that she looks good is not a big deal. That's simple shit, man. That's symbols.
Something's going on with you today because you keep bringing the relationship thing up today. It's been an ongoing theme.
Well, you know why? I'm on my period. I'm not bullshitting. I'm on my period.
A little,
I think Anthony's angle was hilarious, though. You guys are going to be in a wedding ceremony. You're going to be the whole time going,
this
look.
This is for her. Whatever she thinks it is.
This is whatever you want it to be, baby.
I'm just here for the for the steak.
We're going to go on the... But that's what I was saying to you.
This is going to be whatever you want it to be. Vacation, the kids, all that is whatever she wants it to be.
It's traditional, man. We're not... traditional. Right. Everybody gets caught up in the tradition of everything, man.
Well, tomorrow's going to be interesting. You could discuss this some more. I mean, the people are going nuts, but
Yeah, tell them to call. They'll be there.
Call tomorrow. It's going to be a really good show.
And I'm not
going
to sit here, director. You ask her any question you fucking want to.
Hey, that's good. Well, I think we're going to get some numbers tomorrow. I think a lot of people are going to be checking out your show.
Oh, yeah.